Okay, let's get into today's daf. Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Dalet, Nida 44, as we will go to Mem Gimel Amid Beis, the fourth wide line. Fourth wide line on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Amar Rav Papa. We are in the sugya of Poleta Shech Vazera, and a woman who is that Poleta, do we say that it is considered nogeya, or is it considered roa, meaning in terms of the shiurim that you need? The the shita that we just had was in the name of Rav Chaniloi, in the name of Elazar Reb Shimon, who held that Shech Vazera, the shear for the roa is a mashahu, and the shear for the nogeya is ka'adasha. If somebody sees Shech Vazera, meaning a man who has Shech Vazera come out of him, there is no shear, any amount will be mitamehim. Well, if somebody touches Shech Vazera as an avatuma, so then the shear is ke'adasha. Shear is a lentil size. So, says the Gemara on the fourth wide line, Amar Rav Papa, Kitanoi. I think, says Rav Papa, that this is a machlokas tanoim. Says the Brisa, Minayin l'rabos nogei b'shech vazera. How do I know to include someone who is nogei b'shech vazera? And they are Tamei, Tamalomar, O-ish. Pasuk says O-ish, and the Havamina is that this Pasuk of O-ish is talking about Sheretz. Rashi quotes, O ish asher yiga b'kol sheretz asher yitma. Yafina, that's the pasuk. Upligi tanoi ba'alma. And the machlokas is based on the following svaris. Te'ika da'amre don mina umina. Ve'ika da'amre don mina v'uki ba'asra. Some say that when you have limudim, going from A to B, you have to go all the way. You can't just learn part of what the context is. If there are parallel halachas, you have to learn all the parallel halachos. That's called don mina umina. Learn from here and from here. Go all the way. If you're comparing two contexts, you have to learn everything equally. Or others say vika damre don mina vuki basra. And others say no. You can learn from here and then leave each one in its place. Meaning each one could have independence, even though that you learned one from the other. So that's what's happening here. We are learning from Sheretz to Shech Vazera. Because it says, O ish, any man that touches a Sheretz. And we're going to learn from there to Shech Vazera. So, says the Gemara, according to the one who says, you learn, and it has to go totally. So, Ma Sheretz Benegia, Av Shech Vazera's Benegia. Just like a Sheretz makes you tummy if you touch it. So too Shech Vazera makes you tummy if you touch it. Umina, and you keep going. Ma sheretz b'ka'adasha, shechvazera b'ka'adasha. Just like sheretz makes you tamei, it has to be a lentil size of a sheretz. So too, shechvazera has to be at least ka'adasha. So that is the first opinion. According to the one who says that you can learn it, but they each could remain with their independence. So we say as follows. Just like a sheretz b'tabi yud b'negiya, so do shech vazera. That's the limud. But then, v'uki ba'asra. Then leave each one in their place. Ma shech vazera l'roe b'mashahu, after nogeya b'mashahu. Then learn within shech vazera. Just like shech vazera. The ro'eh shech vazera, there is no minimum shear, it's b'mashu, so to the nogeya. So you learn nogeya bichlal from sheretz, and then you compare nogeya to ro'eh within shech vazera. So says Rav Papa, isn't that general machlokas of don mino mino, don mino vuki basra, wouldn't that be related to our context of trying to figure out whether Rav Chaniloi Mishum, Rav Lazar Rav Shimon is correct for nogeya shech vazera? Says the Gemara, that's Rav Papa's suggestion. Amalei Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nasan l'Rav Papa. I'm sorry, says Rav Huna, I disagree. Mimai demei o ish desheretz kamar bilei. How do you know that when we have a misora that o ish teaches me something in this context, we're referring to the o ish by sheretz? Maybe we're referring just to the o ish within shech vazera. Dilma mei o ish asher teitzi v'yano shech vazera kamar bilei. Really, we're learning it from the o ish by the Shech Vazera context itself. Utekulei Alma, domino mina. And really everybody agrees that you can learn, even if you say, when you have limudim, you have to go total across the board, you can't have any chilukim, but in this context, not a violation of that. Because you have the whole source for Shech Vazera within itself. So the Gemara asks, machlokas, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Nasan, whether it's a machlokas tanaim, and if you want to say, nogea is b'mashahu, That would be based on Don Mino Vuki Basra. And if you want to say that Nogea is Bika Adasha, that's based on Don Mino Mina. While Rafuna said, no, according to whatever you hold, you could say that Sheikh Fazera has its own rules. So the Gemara answers, Shailinu Latanoi, Ika the Tani Graf Papa, Vika the Tani Graf Funa Bered Rav Nasan. Okay, so it's the Machlokas, who is correct, Rav Papa or Rav Funa Bered Rav Nasan. If you look at the Rambam holds in Shara Vos Atumas, in Perak Hei Alacha Aleph, the Rambam says that a Shefazera Nogeya is only Matame Bika Adosha. Only Matame Bika Adosha. And the Mepharshim point out that normally the Rambam holds Don Minova Uki Basra. That's the Rambam usually holds. And if you look according to Rav Papa, the only one, if you want to say Bika Adasha, that's, you have to say Don Mino Mina, which the Rambam does not hold of. And according to Rav Huna, the Bereid Rav Nasan, you can say you learn it within itself, but it's somewhat strange. The Rambam says Don Mina, it sounds like the Rambam is holding Don Mina the Umina. So some of the Mepharshim I saw suggest that the Rambam usually holds Domino Buki Basra only if there's no compelling Svara to say otherwise. So he would say that general rule. But if there's a reason for us to say Don Mina Umina as a rule breaker, so then we might say that. Right? That's the Chazdei David. Sha'av Shebechal Shidas HaRambam. Sha'halacha Kisovrim Domino Buki Basra. Even though usually the Rambam says that, because those b'makom sheyeshna hochacha begufa inyan sheyish lahashvos es halamed lemalamed lecholdin, if there's a reason to compare the two, ukisug yaseinu shasvara nota sheyish ladamos es dinei negiyah b'shechvazara ladinei negiyah b'sharetz. There's no reason to assume that there'll be a difference. It's tumas negiyah of an avatuma. So why wouldn't you compare the two? So v'lo ladinei re'iyah shechvazara lakach kava harambam. Halacha, kishidus hasovrim don mina mina. That's why the Rambam says that you could hold here don mina mina. There's no general rule even if there is a general rule, but if he many times says otherwise because of the compelling svara, that's what he would be able to say. Okay, that's finishing up. Now we get to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah starts getting us into ages. Now these are Mishnayos coming up right now that are quoted all over Shas. We start off with talking about the youngest age that a woman become a nida, a zava, a chulu. Once we're talking about those ages, so then we get into other ages, about what is the significance of 3 years old, what is the significance of 9 years old. These are the next couple of Mishnayos in our parak. What's the significance of 11 and 12 and 13 years old? Right, these are all the Mishnayos right here in Perek Yotzei Dofen. Hopefully there's a Daf Yin Shir up already. It was given last night relating to Hilchas Yichud, which also has to do with what age Hilchas Yichud starts off with. So Hilchas Yichud part one, we had a Shir on last night. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Tinokis bas yomecha mitama benido. Even a little girl, 1 day old. Woman can have tumas, a girl can have tumas nida, even when they are 1 day old. Bas yud yamim mitama v'ziva. And when they are 10 days old, they can already have tuma ziva. Why? Because if she becomes a nida the day that she's born, so she's tummy for the first 7 days of her life, and then she's in yamei ziva. So you need at least 3 days of ziva to be a zava gadola. So that's why the youngest a girl will be in order to be, make herself tummy mishub ziva, tamea mishub ziva is 10 years old. So that is for nida and for ziva, the youngest. What about a boy? Tinok ben yom echad mitame beziva. A boy, even 1 day old, can be mitame beziva. What is that case? If he sees it 3 times, or 2 times on 1 day for tuma, and 3 times 1 day for karban. Obviously, ketanam are chayv karbanis, but a boy who goes by re'ios and not by yamim, even on the first day. Umitame bin negayim, and also, there is no minimum age for tumas sara'as. Even a very young child can be mitame yishub sara'as. Like the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos discusses the sugya of ase docha los ase, and the sugyas of cutting off a piece of sara'as on the makom hamila. So that's only going to happen if it has a real bona fide halachic status of sara'as, then that case is going to come up, whether you're allowed to do that. If you say that there is no negat sara'as for a little boy, then there's no shaila comes up in terms of bris mila bizmano. So the Mishnah says, Tumas Negam starts at any age, umetame betame meis, and also at any age, Tumas Meis starts. Any age, even from day one. Stop there for a minute. Achronim medayik, so what does this Mishnah sound like? All these halachas only apply when you're born. In Ubar, you don't have these halachas. So let's take the last phrase. One day old could become Tamei Meis. What about an Ubar? Could an Ubar become Tamei Meis? Pash just not. Because that is Tuma Balua. Tuma Balua. If somebody is inside, the Ubar is inside the mother, so they can't become Tamei. That is the Shita of many Achronim, including the Magen Avram, in Simen Shin Mem Gimel, and this is against the well-known Shita of the Rokeach. In the Sugi, it's well-known. But we'll mention it right now. The Rokeach. What does the Rokeach say? The Rokeach is quoted by the Shach in Hilchas Avelus. Shach made this Rokeach famous. The Shach quotes this in Simon Shin Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, says the Shulchan Aruch, Asur l'kohen likanis tachas oel shameis tachtav. It's asur for a kohen to go in an oel ameis. Afilu hu gadol harbe. Even if it's a huge house, if it's the same oel, so then that's tumma. Afilu l'bayis acher, o la'aliyah acheres, hapsuchim la'oso bayis, b'nekev sheyesh bo tefach al tefach. Even if it's a different room, but if it has an opening, it has a window that is large enough to be maybe the tumma, so you also can't go in there. If you close up the hole, butul only kares l'bayis acher shastima chotzetes afil lo bit lo liyo shem olamis. Okay, if you create a chatzis, you can go in. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the halacha of the iser of tumas ohel for a kohen. Quotes the Shach kasav harokeach simin shin tezvav eishes kohen shem meuberes. If a woman has a child, she is a pregnant eishes kohen. Says the Rokeach, she is allowed to go into a cemetery. She's allowed to go into an Oel HaMeis. The Svek Sveka who? The Svek Sveka. Lakula, why? Shema Nefel who? Maybe this baby is a Nefel. So therefore there's no issue of a Nefel. Nefel is not Chayv and Mitzvahs. Oh, even if you want to say it's going to be a Bar Kayama, Shema Nekeva who? Shema Nekeva who? Maybe it is a female. A female, a Bas Kohen, is not Mitzuveh in Tumas Oel. Right, those are the three the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, that women are obligated in all mitzvahs that are not Zman Grama, except for Batas Hamila Mesim and the mitzvahs related to Payas and beards. So says the Shach, according to the name of the Rokeach, Svek Sveka, a pregnant woman, Ashes Kohen, can go into a cemetery. There is, we're talking about in the halachic realm here. There is a minhag that some have that pregnant women don't go to cemeteries bechlau. So that is a bit of, that's not halacha, that is meta halacha, and that is something that one should ask if there's a shayla that comes up. Most of the time, if a woman's trot wants to go to a cemetery, it's because there's a real tzarach. One of her relatives, her grandfather, her grandmother, somebody was nifter, and now we're talking about a case where you have a din of kibud av, kibud saba, versus this minag of pregnant women not going to the cemetery. So again, one has to know exactly the hierarchy of values in terms of what's a din and what's a minhag, and there can be differences in terms of going into the base halavaya where the hespedim take place versus going to the actual kfaros. Okay, why don't she ask a shayla if this Rachmana Litzlan ever comes up? But the Shach says, that according to the Rokeach, because it's a Svek Sveka, it's Mutter. What's Mashma from the Shach though, the name of the Rokeach? That if there wasn't a Svek Sveka, if there was only one Safek, so then we'd be Machmir. Or let's say there was no Svekas. Let's say we knew it was a Bar Kayama baby boy. For sure. Said for sure, the Rokeach would say, she's not allowed to go in. So that's pashas against our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah sounds like that Tumas Oel only applies, or Tumas Meis only applies to a baby one day old, but not an Ubar. No Sekilim on the bottom here point out that the Magen Avram in Hilchos, in Arachayim, argues on this Rokeach. Again, there's a lot of discussion. There are articles that have been written. Maybe we'll have a shir on this one time related to this Rokeach. What about Bizman Hazeh, when you can know what the baby is? Does that take out one of the Sveikos? If you can take an ultrasound and see that the baby is a boy, are we then machmir? Right? So, or do we say if it's a girl, do we say it's even more? It's even better than a Svek Sveka. Okay, either way, these are some of the issues that come up with the Rokeach. Just to mention, a couple of weeks ago we read the Haftorah, Parshas Naso, we read the Haftorah of Shimshon. And if you look by Shimshon, the Malach commands Eishes Manoach, Vayir Malach Hashem al Isha, Vayomer Elahaz, the Shoftim Perikid Gimel, Hini Na'at Akara Velo Yalat, Vaharis Vialat Bain. You're going to have a child, says the Malach. Viata Hishamrina. And the Malach gives her instructions. Vial Tishti Yain Veshechar, Vial Tochli Kol Tameh. He says, you can't drink wine, and you can't eat anything Tameh. What does Tameh here mean? So a lot of times we can say Tameh means not kosher. Right, the kosher and the non-kosher animals of the Torah are called tar and tameh. But, it says the word tameh. So maybe tameh here means literally tameh. That's a discussion here of the Radak. But what do you mean? We're talking about the baby in utero. So the halachas of Naziris, even if you want to say that the baby is going to be a Nazir Olam, or what's called a Nazir Shimshon, so do the halachas apply even in utero? Do we say this is din, or do we say this is lifnim b'shuris adin? That's what this Radak discusses. Exactly, what was the status of Shimshon? Says the Radak here, he says, if you look in the Onkelis says here, v'lo teichlin, okay, is tamari, it's not Onkelis, it's the Targum, v'lo tishtin chamar chadas, v'atik, don't drink any wine, v'lo seichlin, kol misav. And don't eat, literally, it says, kol misav, anything that's tamari. Sounds like literally, says the Radak, anything, u'lo daito u'lo pirushenu, b'sharmina Shimshon, lo nitma l'mesim. Says a separate Shiloh, was Shimshon not mitami l'mesim even during his lifetime? We know that Shimshon, the Gemara says, has two out of the three halachas. Nothing to do with wine, and can't cut his hair. But what about the other halachas? Kabbalah b'yad chazal, ki Shimshon nitva l'mesim. Ulu divrehem, al tishti yai v'sheichar pir shishamrina. V'bnei zeh pir shu kol tuma dvarim ha'asurim l'nazir. Okay, he continues. Had a tiptoe b'kab tame with the b'nos plishtim. How did he marry a plishti girl if he was such a great leader? So that's this important radak here in Shoftim Perikid Gimel. Pasik Dalid. That's where this radak is. But again, it relates to this issue of Shimshon in utero. Was his mother Mitzuva in not becoming Tamei Meis to prevent him from himself becoming Tamei Meis? Okay. That is based on three words. Three words in the Mishnah, Matayu Tamei Meis. Again, the big discussion on those words. Vayter. What else applies to a one-day-old? Continues the Mishnah. Vizokek Liyibim. Zokek Liyibim. What does that mean? If there is a brother that is born, right? A baby boy is born. And then the day after he is born, his brother dies. So that boy is Zokek Liyibim. The wife of his dead brother has to wait now until he gets old enough in order to do Yibim. Because he is a one-day-old and he already is Zokek Liyibim. He has the status of a person. Zokek Liyibim. Good. If he had been born after the brother had died, so then there's no Zika. If the moment the brother dies, he has no brothers, then even if he has a brother born afterwards, that's not Zika Liyibim. That's called Eishes Achiv Shel Haisa Bolamos. That does not create a Zika Liyibim. Upotir Min HaYibim, says the Mishnah. Also, one-day-old potters from Yibim. Meaning what? If the dead brother, his wife is pregnant, and the brother has a baby, that is alive for one day. Rashi quotes, "Im nolad la'achar misas aviv." If he's born after his father died, but he lives for one day, so that's good enough, as long as you know he was ben kayama, as we'll see. But if he lives for one day, so that also potters from yibam. But as long as she is mu'uberes, then we don't allow her to get married. Because you have to know if the baby's going to live, or maybe the baby will be a stillborn. And a stillborn doesn't pata. The baby has to be alive for one day. Cannot be a stillborn. Uma'achil batruma. And also, a baby one day can be ma'achil batruma. What's the case? You have a bas yisrael that's married to a kohen. As we know, the halacha, the din daraisa is that if the kohen dies, the bas yisrael can no longer eat truma unless she has children from the kohen. If she has no more children, she goes back to her father's house and she cannot eat truma anymore. If she has children from the kohen, so then she can eat truma because of the children. If she has a child born, v'nolad lo ben, after the kohen dies, while the baby, she is pregnant, so then that's not good enough. But if she has a baby, and the baby lives for one day, she could at least eat truma on that day, says Rashi. Ocheles b'shvilo b'truma bo b'yom shenolad. Based on the pasuk, v'yelid b'yso heim yochlu b'lachmo, v'darshin ya'achilu es imam. So a baby one day old could be ma'achil his mother, truma, but not mu'uberes. Amei, you read this Mishnah, and you wouldn't catch it. Rabbi Kiva Egar Mishnayis. Unbelievable, simple question. on that day after the stillborn, after the baby is born, for one day she can eat truma that day, and then the baby dies no more. But doesn't she have tumas leida? She had a baby today, so she can't eat truma. She's tamei. She had a baby. Fine. So mitzad the fact that the boy is one day old, she can eat truma for the baby, but she has tumas leida. So Rav Kivager says, you have to say maybe it's talking about a case of yosei dofen or perik. Right back in the first mission in our parak, on Daf Mem. Right, according to the Rabbanan, the Tanakam, Yosei Dofen is not called a Leida, not like Reb Shimon. But according to the Rabbanan, there's no Tumas Leida. So it says Reb Kivager, that must be what we're talking about here. Or else the woman would not be able to eat Shuma, unless the Mishnah is saying, Mitzad, one day old, it's enough. Mitzad Hilchas Kahuna, it's enough. But you're right, Mitzad Hilchas Tumas Leida wouldn't be good enough. You gotta come up with something. Or so somebody else suggested that maybe it means, no, she is Tumas Bishum Leida. But she did it anyway. Unless she ate Shuma anyway. Is she called a Zara so that she would have to pay Shevet HaKahuna a Chomesh? Or not. So maybe that's the Nafkamina. But the Eves, she doesn't have to pay a Chomesh. Because she had the rights to do it. She was just Tumas Bishum Leida. So, that is what is suggested. Okay, fine. So machel b'truma, uposel min ha'truma, and possible b'truma. So the havamina here is, the Gemara is going to change it, but the havamina here is that we're talking about the opposite case. A bas kohen is married to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, and there is a one-day-old boy that is left, v'niach ben yom echad. So that passels her from going back to her father's house, eating truma. Now she's a Eishes Yisrael. So again, the halacha is, the din d'oraisa is that if she has no children, she go back to her father's house and eat truma. The zera ein lo, but this is, she has zera. Good. So we'll come back to that, because that halacha does not seem so clear, because not only does a one-day-old passel from truma, an uber passels from truma. So we'll have to see what the Mishnah means. Says the Mishnah, finishing up, v'nochel u manchil. Also, a one-day-old is nochal and manchil, inherits and causes to inherit. We'll have to see what that means. The ahargo chayiv, and anyone who kills a one-day-old is chayiv. It's ritzicha. What's the chiddush of that? We'll see in the Gemara. The harehu la'avivu li'imo ulakol krovav kechasan shalem. And this one-day-old is to his parents and to his relatives like a full chasan. Like a full chasan. Again, what does that mean? What does it mean, a full chasan? So again, the Gemara will explain l'may nafgamina what we are talking about. But why is he called a chasan? So if you look in the Tosas Yantif, right here, the Tosas Yantif has two deis. What is kechasan shalem here mean? Says the Tosas Yantif at first. First he quotes the Bar Tanura, Pirish Harav, Shechayavim l'sabel Allah. That's what the Gemara is going to say. V'chihada amrina perakama de sota, v'hine nar bochet, melame shasta lo ima chupas amra b'teva. Good. Shema amra, shema lo ezke l'chupa. Hachanami shemis ablam alav kilu zachu kvar l'chupaso. Number one, he quotes in the name of Mori Rabbi Yaakov Ginsburg. He quotes a couple hundred years ago. They had last names already, right? The Tosfos Yantif had a last name. Heller. Says the Tosfos Yantif, first day, Chasanir means, as the Gemara is going to say, they have to mourn this child, the one-day-old child that was Kimlo Chadashav, as if he was already old enough to get married. That's what it means, Kechasan Shalem, Kilu Zachu Kfar Luchu Paso. And then he says, the Tosfos Yantif says, Valinire, I think that you don't have to say that the child is so old to get married, but a katan that is getting a bris milah is also called a chasan. And what does it say in Shmos? Chasan damim lamulos. That's literally, maybe that's where it comes from. But you find in the third parak of Nedarim that a katan animo karina chasan. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo la Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh malach laharog, el lo oso tinok, shenemar, quotes the pasuk, chasan damim atali, tseirei mi karui chasan. The child is called chasan. Haviomer ze atinok, v'kasi tana, la'ashmi inon, delo tema. And our Mishnah is telling me the following chiddush. Don't say, since he didn't get to 8 days old, he didn't get to 8 days old, kamash malon, chasan shalem, hanim ol l'shmon. It's as if he's 8 days old. Viktani chatan shalem is called chatan shalem, and he continues, what's the shalem? Okay. Anyway, but that's the 2 days of the Tosfos Yantif, that he says, one day it could mean wedding, one day it could mean bris milah. Chatan could mean both. Yes, we say in one of the brachas, right? In the one of the brachas by Bris Mila, that's correct. We use the lashon of Chasan. So Dimi Beta v'Chol Pesher Sam. But right, I forgot the exact lashon, but I think we allude to it there as well. Okay, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Miyani Mili. So how do you know all these sources for all these halachas in the Mishnah that one day olds already create their own status? The Tana Rabbanon, Isha, Elisha, I only know an Isha, is Betami Nida, when she's a woman, when she's older. Bas Yom Echad Lenida Minayi, Tamalomar, V'Isha. Bas Yud Yam and Laziva, Minohani Mili, the Tana Rabbanon, Isha, Elisha, Bas Yud Yam and Laziva, Minayi, Tamalomar, V'Isha. So both cases, we have the Vav to add in even one day old. Tidok ben Yom Echad V'Chulu Minohani Mili, how do I know a male, a boy, could become Tamim Shabziva on his day, on his birthday, literally, the Tana Rabbanon, Ish Ish. Mata Malomar Ish Ish, Larabos Ben Yom Echad, Shemitami Beziva. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ish Ish, the double Lashon includes even a one day old. Rabbi Shmuel Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Brokomer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ein Od Tzarech. You don't need that limud, Hareyu Omer, Vazov Es Zovo, La Zachar, Valana Keva. Says at the end of the section of Mitzorah, where Parsha Mitzorah is all about the Tameim, it says, Vazova Zavo, any type of flow, Lazachar, Valanakeva, Lazachar, Kalshahu, Ben Gadol, Ben Katan, Lanakeva, Kalshu, Ben Gadola, Ben Kalshahi, Ben Gadola, Ben Katana, no matter what, that extra, that whole pasuk is extra. So if came out of Ish, Ish, why the double lashon of Ish, Ish, Dibra Torah, Kalashon, B'nei Adam. Sometimes you find that the Torah uses colloquial lashon as people talk, any single person. Ish ish, right? That's what we, without having to need a limud. Vaiter umetami b'negayim. Also, a one day old could become tami negayim. Tomas saras dechziv adam ki hiye ba'or b'saro adam kol shehu. Right, any person, even a one day old. Umetami b'tami meis, as we discussed on the Mishnah. Tomas meis dechziv yal hanafashos asher hayusham nefesh kol dehu. Again, any nefesh, last week's parsha, all the nefeshes are hayusham, even a baby. Vizoke gli yibum, and is all zika liyibum. Again, what was the case we said? Zika liyibum, if there is a brother who was born a day before his brother dies. So that baby brother, who is one day old, creates a chiv of yibum. Dechsiv, ki yeshu achim yachtav, achim shahayalam yeshiva achas paolam. Brothers that had one yeshiva. So as long as they have that, that is creates a chi of yibam. But if a brother dies and then his mother has a brother, his mother has a son who is his brother, so that does not create a zikal yibam because they didn't have yeshiva achas ba'olam. Upoter mena yibam, and next case, upoter mena yibam, also there's a ptur from yibam if there is a one day old that the wife had, so that's good enough. Uben einlo amrachmana v'ha islay. Right, if he has no sons, so that's when there's a chayv of yibam, but here he does have one. Uma achil batruma, and also a one day old is enough to be macha batruma. This was talking about the case of a bas Yisrael that married a kohen. As long as she has a one day old, so she can eat truma every that day at least. Dechsiv v'yalid beiso heim yochlu balachmo. The pashas of the pasuk is that anybody from his house will eat truma, we'll eat truma. Karibe ya'achilu balachmo. Not only can we learn it yochlu, but ya'achilu. Ya'achilu balachmo. That's what it could mean as well. Right? You switch around the Nekudas a little bit. I think we mentioned in the past the beautiful tshuva of the Radvaz, where the Radvaz discussed that there are no Nekudos in the Torah in order to leave it open, in order to darshan it in various ways. The Radvaz writes this in the Tshuva Chela Gimel Simen Tav Reish Mem Gimel. Sha'alta mimeni. Odiach adaiti. Fascinating Tshuva. Lama ein kosvin ha'nekuda b'sefer Torah. Why don't you write nekudos? Given shakol nasan l'moshe Rabbeinu olav ha'shalom b'sinai. Ve'gam ha'ta'amim ha'yu re'uyim she'yichtivu osam. Also the trap, the ta'amim, it should make it much easier. Kedei she'yikra ha'kore kriya yashara b'li shibush. Make it much easier for Bali Kriya. Shri Gamma Ta'amim, Mivarim Tamak Suvim Lefamim. Many times Ta'amim also give reasons. And that's very, very ancient. From the Gemara it says in Adarim, Ta'amim will even go back to Ezra. So, ask the Radvaz. Is there a Mesorah? Is there a halacha that we're not allowed to write the Nekudos and the Ta'amim? Tshuva. Sha'el Techazu, Yor Shaila, Tuluya B'masha, Shalu Akwa, Amalachim L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. This Shaila has to do with what the angels ask God. Right, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, where the Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to get the Torah. Amar Malachai Sharis Ma'ilu Isha Beinenu. What's a man doing here? Why is he getting the Torah? Amar Lamakadosh Baruch Hu Lekabel Torah, but he's coming to get the Torah. Amru Lo Tana Lanu, give it to us. Aser Shra Hotcha Ala Shemayim, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim. Amar Lahem Moshe Torah Maksivba. So Hashem, he doesn't quote the whole Gemara, but Hashem says, Moshe, hold on to my kisi yakoven and answer them, because Moshe was scared. So Amar Lahem Moshe, Torah Maksiv Bei, Moshe says to them, what does it say in the Torah? Lo Tirtzach, Lo Sinach, Ritzicha Yesh Beneichem, Niyaf Yesh Beneichem, Torah Lamalachem, right? All these things don't apply to you. And the Malachim were Mote. The Yesh Lahakshos asks the Radvaz, V'chiyam Malachim Lohe Yodim Atshuvazu. The Malachim obviously knew this. They knew the answer, that it doesn't apply to them. Elamai is the Cholameimar, Shehema Yukorin Batora, Kriya Acheres, Ruchanis, Beli Pisuk Tevos, Alderach Shmos of Shalakarish Baruch Hu. They read the Torah differently than we do, and he quotes the concept that the Ramban quoted in the Hakdama of the Torah, that there is the Torah. In its, the Torah, as we know, was written before the world was created. It's Takal Baraisu Bara Alma, and the Torah, in a deeper metaphysical sense, spells out all the Shem Hashem. So the Radvaz says the Malachim read the Torah in a different way than we do. The way you read it, all the mitzvahs don't apply, because you read it in a different way. But that's not how I'm giving the Torah. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says the Torah is only appropriate for human beings. V'achar she'adata zeh, says the Radvaz, once you know this, so tavin she'elascha, so you answer your shayla. Ki tziva hakel yisaleh she'yechtevu as haTorah below nikudos, uta'amim, kasher haisa b'amna yito yisbarach, kidei she'yu b'shtei krios, so that both krios could still be possible. You're not being koveya one. You read it as one way, but how it's written, it's open. Ruchanis v'gashmis, kidei shemisha yachol lahasig yasig, so that the one who can ultimately reach the heavenly understanding of the Torah, they'll reach it. V'chein amru, also, as Chazal say, yodeya haya b'tzalal l'tzarei p'osios shenivru b'hem shemai v'aretz. B'tzalal knew how to be mitzarei p'osios. Umasar anikudas v'tamim kishar Torah shvapeh shupirish l'Torah shvachsav. The nikudas of the tamim were given as a mesora. V'hadavar yadua ki osios below nikudas v'tamim yesh b'hem mashma'ios harbe. There's many mashma'ios v'tzirufim shonim v'krios hefchios. V'lachein lo nitznu hanikudas v'tamim likasei v'sefer Torah v'yichtavu b'chumashim. When we have a week called Chumashim, so you write the Nekudos and the Chumashim, write the Ta'amim, because just like Rebbe said to write down Torah Shu'al Peh, Mishnah Gemara, so to writing down the Nekudos and the Ta'amim of Torah Shu'al Chsav is Torah Shu'al Peh. Wow. And that's why you're allowed to write them down in Chumashim. Ubamesha kasati lecha tuchalataritz kamas veikos acheros kagom mashalo harishonim lama lo nichtav Torah Shu'al Peh o lama nichtavu ksasi purim shenir lachar shem hem sorech v'chulu, many different other answers. V'sim tamid klal zeh neged einecha v'tatzliach v'ani arev. Right, if you remember this, I am an arev that you will succeed. V'hanir lani azdaiti ka safti. That is a beautiful Radvaz in Chela Gimel Simin Taf Reish Mem Gimel. Why do we say it here? Because we're speaking about Yochlu and Yochelu. Okay, let us continue. Says the Gemara, Uposa Manat Truma, and the one-day-old passels from Truma. Passels from Truma. What does that mean? So we assume, again, the Mishnah meant that if you have a Bas Kohen that is married to a Yisrael, a one-day-old will passel her from eating Truma. So says the Gemara, Vizera Ein La Amrachmana. Isla, same thing. We want to say, Vizera Ein La, she has no children. She has children. So the Gemara says, 1 minute, this one doesn't fit. My Aryezera, why are you saying only a one-day-old child of a Bas Kohen to a Yisrael passels afilu ubar nami, even an ubar, even if the bas kohen is pregnant, so that also passels dechsev kin ureha pratlum uberes. She can only eat truma again if she is kin ureha, like she was before she got married, excluding a muberes. Umeberes is not like when she first got married. So what do you need this pasuk? You have the pasuk of kinu reha. You have the pasuk to say that an ubar pasuls. You have a pasuk to tell me that a child won the old pasuls. So tzrichi, you need both sources. Because of rechman of zera ein lo. If I only had the source that a one day old will pasul mishum demei karechad gufa fasha che gufe. Maybe there she cannot go back to her father's house because she has a baby. She has a separate entity. But here, where she's only pregnant, she has no child. Maybe that's good enough. Maybe that's good enough for her to go back to her father's house. That's why he says kinuret, to tell me she has to be exactly like she was. Pregnant, she's not exactly like she was. Kinureha, and if you only had the other pasuk of kinureha, excluding an uber, mishum demei kara gufa srika v'yashta gufa malia. Originally, she was an empty body, and now she's a full body. Aval hacha, like Elon Srak, is an empty tree which doesn't bear fruit. Aval hacha demei kara gufa srika v'yashta gufa srika. But by when she had a baby, she was an empty body, and now she's an empty body. Same atecho. Maybe I would think that she can eat truma. Amazing havamina. The havamina is that an ubar would pasul, but a yelud, a child, would not pasul. Because there's something about her status. If she is pregnant, she's different than she was. If she has a baby, then she's back to the same physical body. She just has a child. Amazing havamina. So you might have thought that she would eat truma in that case by a child. Tzricha, that's what you need, the other makar. Okay, so we explained why you need two sources to teach me that a Bas Kohen, married to a Yisrael, who has either an Ubar or a Bas Ben Yom Echad, would not be able to eat Truma. So the Gemara says, Kroy Itris, you explained the two Psukim. Why do you need two Psukim? Elamasison, but the Mishnah is still a problem. My Arya Ben Yom Echad, if you Uber Nami, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, a one-day-old would pasul. That's not true. Even less than a one-day-old would pasul. Even an Ubar would pasul. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says as follows. The Mishnah is talking about the following case. The Mishnah is not talking about passeling the woman. It's talking about passeling her servants. What's the case? A Kohen has two wives. Achas grusha v'achas sheita grusha. One of his wives he married be'isser. One of his wives he married, it was a grusha. So his children are chalalim. And the other one is a fine, wonderful marriage. Ain't a grusha. V'yishlo banim ish ain't a grusha. V'yishlo ben yom echad min a grusha. He has regular children from the non-grusha, who are all kohanim. And he has one child from the grusha, who is one day old. A ben yom echad, and that child is a chalal. That child is the son of a product of an isser kuna relationship, and it's a chalal. And what's the halacha in that case? And then the father dies. So all the avadim that go be Yerusha, they're split up amongst all the children, all the Kohen children, and even this one-day-old chalal child. And this one-day-old chalal child, deposel ba'avdi avim milachal b'truma. This one-day-old child passels the avadim from eating truma. Because of his chelak in the avadim, they can't eat truma. This might relate to Breira issues, right? Because we didn't split up the Avadim yet, but at least as of now, all the Avadim cannot eat Truma because of the Chelak that this child, this one-day-old Chalal child, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. When the Mishnah says Posel, but not Truma, that's the case. One more line. Ula Afuke mid Rabbi Yossi. And it's going against Rabbi Yossi. Da'amar Uber Nami Posel. Rabbi Yossi holds that an Ubar also would Posel in this case of Avadim. Kamash Malon. Ben Yom Echad in Ubar Lo. Only a Ben Yom Echad would passel the Avdei Yerusha from eating, but an Ubar would not passel. Okay, this is Machlokas here, before we get to another point. Rashi Tosfos here, what do the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan de Rabbi Yossi, do they hold that there is no Zechiyah to an Ubar? That's what Rashi says. Rashi says that there is no Zechiyah. V'kol Zman Shelo Nolad, Ochle, Nukulan, all Avadim eat, they Zechiyah l'Ubar. The Ubar cannot be Zoche. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, no. Other Gemaras seem to say that an Ubar can be Zoche, but still, even if an Ubar can be Zoche, they won't passel in this case. They won't pass on this case. Why? Because there's a rov that's against the Ubar. And therefore, Zacharim are a miyat. The Zacharim that Yarshit are a miyat, and we're not Choshish Lamiyat. Okay, and Rabbi Yossi says we are Choshish Lamiyat. There is a fascinating Shaila that's mentioned here in the Chashuk Echemen. Chashuk Echemen here talks about different issues of Kehuna. in terms of trusting, what first big issue is trusting a Kohen, say that he is a Kohen. What if a Kohen is just talking Mesiach Lefitumo? Do we trust that that person is a Kohen? But listen to this Shaila. Shaila, Maisa Shahaya. A true story. Rav Zilberstein was asked. Ba'angliya, Kohen Shahidasi Legrusha. There was a story in England of a Kohen who married a Grusha. What was the case? What was the circumstance? It wasn't Sama Varyanim. They were a Varyanim, but it wasn't Stam. Vizos, it was a case where the Grusha, this woman, saved this man from the Shoah. Saved this man's life. And when they got to England after World War II, she begged him and begged him that, you know, we're older now, there's not going to be nobody to marry me, let's get married. And she begged him, even though she was a Grusha and he was a Kohen, and they got married. He couldn't stop. He couldn't stop. This woman saved her life. Rachmana Litzlan, this woman saved his life, and therefore they got married. And he was a Shomer Torah mitzvos in all other areas. He was just married, and there was a Rav in England, he quotes the Rav, the Ritz Dinar, that always tried to convince him to get divorced, but he never listened. He never listened. And the Rav made sure that he knew that he was upset about this. He just closed his ears. But, and he said that there was a Misha Berach that he made on Oshana Rabbah for the whole Kehillah. He definitely left his name out to try to convince him and to show him. Either way, this was the situation. The Shaila was, this Rav was asked all the Shailas by this Kohen married to a Grusha. What happens if he asks him a Shaila in Hilchas Nida? He brings him a Mara. A Kohen marrying a Grusha. He brings him a Mara. Is he allowed to say Tahar? If he says Tahar, that means they're going to be together. If he says Tameh, then what, he's lying. Is he allowed to lie? Eventually, the guy's going to figure it out that it's not Tameh forever. So maybe by lying, this Kohen is going to realize that this Rav is just pushing him off, and he's going to throw away everything. Oh, this is how this Rav teaches me. So he's not going to keep Shabbos, Kashrus, anything anymore. Here it's just, he's just a Kohen and a Grusha. So what do you do? So maybe you could say that he should answer, well, regarding Hilchas Nida, it's Tahar. But regarding Hilchas Kohen and a Grusha, you're still Usser. But we know that already. We know that he doesn't listen. And he quotes, it's a similar Shaila I discussed in Maseches Gittin, where there is somebody who is an Avel, somebody who is not from at all. But we know sometimes Hilchas Avelus make people, come back to the fold, or at least they keep Hilchas Avelus. So there was somebody that asked the Rav, when does Shloshim finish? Yesterday, today, tomorrow? And he's waiting to get a haircut. And this Rav knows that this guy's going to shave off all his payas. Similar Shaila. If he gives a certain heter here, so then, is he being misayel in Dvar Aveira? That's the Shaila. Very, very complicated. But what do you do in this case? V'yesh Lisho says, Ulai, in La Rav Klal. Maybe the Rav shouldn't answer. Laraka, maybe you should just to say, what are you doing? I can't answer you. So this is one for the big guns. So he says, I asked Rav Chaim Kadievsky, my brother-in-law, right? Rav Zilberstein, Rav Chaim Kadievsky are both sons-in-law of Rav Elyashiv. So he calls Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Rav Chaim Kadievsky says, he should find a way not to answer the Shaila. That's what you gotta do. You can't answer the Shaila because that's Messiah. You can't say, lie about it because that might distance him. You gotta find a way not to answer the Shaila. Right? Sometimes a Rav will say, I can't answer the Shaila, you gotta ask somebody else, or it's too difficult for me, I'm not sure, please ask somebody else. Whatever it is, you gotta find a way to not answer the Shaila. Very challenging and interesting Shaila in terms of the Maris. Right, usually the case doesn't come up, because if somebody's asking Mara questions, they're now married to somebody who's usher to them, or else they're not gonna care so much. But here's a case where it did come up. Okay, where are we? Two dots. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom, no chelu manchil. The Mishnah says that a one-day-old is no chelu manchil. What is the case talking about? No chel miman. Who does he inherit from? May aviv. If he's a one-day-old, right, he's born, and then his father dies on the day that he's born, he yarshins. Umanchil uman la'achiv may aviv. And who does he yarshin to? Manchil to his father's brothers. Meaning, a baby is born, and he's an only child. He's an only child, let's say, actually not. Let's say he's not an only child. Right? He's a He's a child of many. So right when his father dies, he gets a portion of the Yerusha, because he is a one-day-old child. His father dies the same day that he does after he's born. And then this child dies. So who yarshins this child? His brothers. His paternal brothers. Because as we know, Yerusha always goes by the father's side. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. So what's the chiddush of that? Let's say this child didn't yarshin. The paternal brothers would get the Yerusha anyway. Ibai mi avu alersi, ibai mi alersi. I don't say what the chiddush is. That's why I got confused before. So Amar Rav Sheshes, this is the chiddush. This is the case. Nochel b'nichsei ha'eim lahanchil la'achiv min ha'av. He could yarshin his mother. Let's say they have different mothers here. So let's say this one-day-old child, his mother died after he was born. So he yarshins his mother, and then when he dies, this Yerusha goes to his paternal brothers. If he wasn't around, so then the Yerusha would go straight from the mother to the mother's relatives. But here's a case, if the baby boy, one day old, is around, so Yarshin's the mother, that's what Nochel means, and Manchel means to his paternal brothers. V'davka ben Yomechad, and this halach only applies to a one day old. Aval uber lo, but not an uber. An uber doesn't Yarshin. My time, why doesn't an uber Yarshin? The Havi Mayis Beresha. Because the Mitzias is that whenever a mother and Ubar die together, the Ubar dies first. The life support of the Ubar leaves first, ends first, and therefore the Ubar dies first. Veina ben yoreshes imo bekever lahancha la'achim min ha'av. In this case of nochel umanchel will not apply to an Ubar, because an Ubar does not yarshin bekever to be manchel to his paternal brothers. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Aini, is this really true that an uber dies first? V'ha havi uvda upirkeis atzlas perkusei. We have a case where there was certain type of flailings after the mother had died. The baby was still flailing. Amar mar breder avashi mitid the havi aznav halata the mefarkesas. No, it's like the tail of a lizard. If you cut off the tail of a lizard, or if anybody ever did an earthworm experiment, sometimes right it keeps moving. He's moving even though it's dead. Even though it's dead, they'll still be flailing. So just because the baby flailed 3 times does not mean that it was still alive. So those are first two suggestions. What does the Mishnah mean, nochel or manchel? First we said the Pashat Pshat, or not the Pashat, the Pashat answer, that it's just from the father and to the father's brother, to his brothers. And then we said that's Pashat. So then Rav Shesha said, the Tanis is talking about a case of nochel from the mother to be manchel to the brothers. The Tosas here quotes from the Gemara in Maseches Chulin that there are 2 cases where the baby would die after the mother, and Tosas is in a chinami. In those 2 cases, he would be able to yarshin if we know this took place. Number one, if the mother was killed, not if the mother died. If the mother died, then we have a misora that the baby dies first. But if the mother's killed, so then it could be that the baby is still alive. Number one. Or number two, if the mother dies from the childbirth. Mother dies in childbirth, and it could be as the child is coming out, then the mother could die first. This Tosa says, in Achidami, in those 2 cases, the baby would be able to yarshin. The Nesivus is Meir, just why the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah do not quote these exceptions. Nesivus and Reishai and Vav Siv Gimel, he says that generally they don't take place, and therefore they are left there. The Tosas continues here. Important Tosas, we'll mention it, then we'll come back to it at the end, maybe at this time, probably not. But Tosas in the continuation here discusses what the status of an Ubar and the status of a one-day-old. Status of an Ubar, this Tosas is very crucial for the abortion discussion. Abortion, Daraisa Darabanan, is the child a nefesh? Before he's born, you look at the top line of Amud Beis in Tosas. Maybe there's a difference with the mother's alive or dead. Maybe if the mother's alive, then the Uber does not have the status of a nefesh yet, because he's still inside and he's totally on the mother's life. But, and therefore, you wouldn't be chayiv in full for killing that Uber. But if the mother already died, you would be chayiv for the Uber, because now it's an independent life. Munach Makufsa Dami. He talks about that. And the status of the Uber. Once it's here, right, Tosfos then discusses, if you want to say it's muta to kill, so how can he be Mechal Shabbos? So Tosfos says, Mechal Shabbos, even those two aren't linked. You can be Mechal Shabbos for somebody, even though it's muta to kill that being. Right, let's say the Ramban writes, the favorites, Ramban right here, and the Ramban in Torah Adam, writes that we're Mechal Shabbos for an Uber even before 40 days old. If you know if it's when fertilization took place. We had the Gemara earlier that Shmuel, the doctor, Shmuel was such a great bucky that he knew exactly what day things took place. But Tosfos says those aren't dependent on each other. But the Rambam says, right, this is the source. You can't discuss abortion without this Rambam. There's a Reb Chaim on this Rambam. I'm not going to mention it now, but Reb Chaim discusses this Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos wrote Seach, Perek Aleph. If Hilchos wrote Seach, the Rambam in the context of Rodev. The Rambam says, "Harizu mitzvas lo saseh shalachas al nefesh a rodev." If there is a rodev, you're not allowed to have rachmanis on a rodev. Lefiha horuch achamim shahu bara shei makasha leilein. A pregnant woman who's having difficulty in birth, mutter lachtocha uber b'meah. Her life is in danger because of this baby. You're allowed to kill the baby inside. Bein b'sam bein b'yad mipnei why shehu karodev acharei laharga. Because the baby is a rodev. What does it sound like from that first line of the Rambam? Why doesn't the Rambam just say that the baby's not alive yet? The baby's not a nefesh yet. And that's why you're allowed to kill the baby. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam just says the baby's a rodef. Then, next line of the Rambam. V'mishahotzi rosho. But once the baby comes out, then you cannot touch the baby and kill the baby anymore. Once it comes out, why? Shein doch nefesh mifrei nefesh. Because you don't push one nefesh away for the other nefesh. So, huge discussions. Why isn't the baby still a rodef? And was there a status of a nefesh beforehand? Why does the Rambam just say that there is no status of nefesh yet? The Rambam then adds the four words, Vizehu tivo shel olam. This is nature. This is the way of the world. So again, I'll leave that Rambam for now. Again, that's a whole discussion. What exactly does the Rambam mean? Again, I mentioned Reb Chaim on that Rambam and others as well. We mentioned some of this back in Mitzvah Shir, in the Mitzvah of Ritzicha, back in Parshas Yisro, in terms of abortion. Is it Daraisa? Is it Darabanan? Even if it's Daraisa, is it Lo Sirsa? Is it a different Isser? Good. Let's continue. Fourth line of the Gemara. Mar Brei de Rav Yosef Bishrei de Rava Amar. Third shot. What does the Mishnah mean by Nocha Lomanchil? Lomar Shemim Ma'it Bechelik Bechora. It means that he's Memait the Chelik of the Bechora. If he has two brothers, and then he is born, and then the father dies, then you split up the Bechora four ways, not just three ways. We know the Bechora gets a double portion. So he gets a Chelik. He gets a chelik, and then even if he dies, his chelik is then split equally amongst the other two brothers. So that's going to be a different allotment than had he not existed, and the two other brothers had gotten it directly. If a child is born after his father died, then he does not affect the bechora. My time of yodolo be'inon. Besura masi hachi. That's what it said we had in Surah. Be'pepedisa masi hachi. We had in Pepedisa, we had as follows. Amar mar brei de Rav Yosef, b'shrei de Rava, b'char shenolo lachar mitzas aviv. If you have an actual Bechor that's born after his father died, he doesn't take double. My time, Yakir be'inon v'haleka. It says Yakir, the father, has to be Makir, the Bechor, and if the father died first, so then he's not Makir. Big Shiloh, how do we have the case? A Bechor that's born after the father dies, the father's not having any more children. If he died. So what do you mean a Bechor that dies after the father dies? So Rashi says two akimtas, either twins, or a man has two pregnant wives when he dies. That's a case where you could have a bechor and a pashut born after the father dies. Good. V'ilcha kochol hani lishni demar breder of Yosef b'shei derav. But we pass like all of these deos. Good. V'yahar go chayiv. The Mishnah says, if you kill a one-day-old chayiv, dichsiv. V'ishki yakek kol nefesh mikol makom. Even if the child is only one day old, still, your chayiv Ritzicha for killing him. And this child is like to his parents and relatives, like a chatan shalem, 2 days in the Tosas Yantet that we mentioned before. So what does it mean, my hilchasa? For what halachic ramification does it say this? Amar papa le'inyin avelus. Avelus. Avelus, the family mourns, 1 day old. Kiman delo karashbag. The Mishnah, the whole Mishnah. All the halakhas of the Mishnah that say 1 day old is significant is against Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. De Amar called Sheshah Shloshim Yom Ba'adam Eino Nefel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says 30 days is the key. If you have a 30-day baby, that's not an Nefel, and then you do Pidyon HaBen on day 31. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that Mash Bahalosha Safik Avi. But if you didn't have 30 days, that the baby's a Safik. Our Mishnah says it's a Vadai. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's a suffix, and a lot of the halachas of mamon and sfechulu would not apply. So isn't our Mishnah against Rav Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Maybe our Mishnah is a case where you know vadai, that it was a full-term baby. If you know vadai is a full-term baby, then even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree to that even before 30 days. Right? It's the sugyas of mechusar zman, nefel. Good, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Pashal Shana Via Mechan Miskadeshes Bavia. Now, the first mishnah we just had on Mem Gimbal Amibes, Mem Daman Aleph, that first mishnah was about day one, very young, first stage. Next, now we're up to 3 years old. Bas Shalosh Shana Via Mechan, when a girl reaches the age of three, then many halachas kick in. Miskadeshes Bavia, then she could be, it's considered a Maisa Bia, Miskadeshes Bavia, and again, we can't fathom that in our day and age, but it could be that, well, when people used to get married, Bizman Tanakh was on earlier at the age of 9 and 8, so that 3 years old was a significant age. But in terms of the physiology, Miskadeshes Bavia, Vimbala Yavam Khan is considered a Maisa Bia. If a Yavam lives with this Yavama, Zukukul Yavam, that Kenyan takes place because it is a Maisa Bia. And there's a Chiyavashis Ish. What does that mean? Rashi says, if she was miskadeshes by her father, or in any way, so then anybody else that is boel her is chayiv mishum eshes ish. The Tosfos Rashi here doesn't like that pshat. He thinks that's the same thing as the next line of the Gemara that we're going to have. So the Rashi thinks it's going on the kinyan of yibum, that it's a full eshes ish in this case. Okay, umetam es boel latami mishav tachton ke elyon, and her boel is called a boel nida. If she is a nida, like we learned in the previous mishnah, she could be a nida. Her boel is called a boel nida to create tuma. If she is married to a Kohen, she can eat Truma. It's considered a real marriage. If any of the Psulim are Baal her, so then she is Nifsal Minakuna from eating Truma for the rest of her life. If any of their Arayas live with her, then they are killed. Because she's not a Bas Onshin. That's what the Tosfos Rosh says, that the Eishes is included in this line. So it can't mean that. Pachos mikan, but anything less than 3 years old, kinosin esa ba'ayin. It's like putting a finger in the eye where it just tears, but nothing takes place because what's called bisuleha chosrin. Okay, this is the Mishnah. Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue with this next time. But this, we're getting into the ages. We had one day, and this is 3 years old. We'll stop here.